Now, when Chef Leah Chase talks, people listen. People like politicians, activists, and leaders. At 89, Leah Chase is the civil rights pioneer, part of the soul of New Orleans, and the queen of Creole cuisine. She's still cooking at her Dookie Chase restaurant, named for her husband. It's a landmark of the Treme neighborhood. That's the oldest African-American community in America, and it's the star of the HBO series. Now, sure enough, the day we met, Leah came out of the kitchen with her chef's jacket smeared with flour. She was prepping for the dinner service. She's 89. But as far as age goes, little shows on Ms. Chase's face, and that's what most people call her, out of respect. Her restaurant, though, is old New Orleans elegance. White tablecloths, good silver, Victorian chairs. But the art is something else. Every wall is hung with African-American works. It's her famous collection. And she's got a personal connection to each piece. So when we settled in, I asked her how this all started.
Well, when I came to New Orleans, I came up in a small town across the lake. And when I came here to work, I was, 18 and 41. And I went to work as a waitress in the French Quarters. So when I came here, I thought I was going to be a waitress too, you know. But they didn't have anybody in the kitchen. I wanted to change things because you got to know in the African-American community, people did not eat in restaurants. African-Americans did not eat in restaurants. They didn't.
This was because of the issues of color?
Well, we couldn't go to the big restaurants, and you didn't know what was in them unless you worked in them like I did. So you never went in them. Mm-hmm. So you cooked at home. And the Creoles of color particularly entertained at home. I don't care who came to the city, you entertained them in someone's home, you know, and you cooked for them there. So when I came in, I said, oh no, we gonna change from fried shrimp, fried oysters, fried fish. That's what they had on the menu. And my mother-in-law used to sit down and write the menu by hand. You know, she had about 4 or 5 items. And I said, we're gonna change this. We're gonna make it just like I see on the other side of town. Well, my dear, that was not easy. Because in the 40s, you gotta say, people were making money in the 40s. You know, it was wartime, people were making money. And she was making money doing what she was doing. But I just thought we should have a nicer restaurant. And people didn't understand that because they had never been into any of them.
So how did they react when you had this restaurant? I understand, white tablecloths?
Yeah, when I came in, you know, they had, they were using plastic or nothing on the table, you know, just that. And you would come in, they would serve you a plate. Maybe none would match, just that kind of thing. Oh, no. I said, oh, no, we have to change.
But it did catch on.
It did. You know, and then here comes integration. So my clients here, or the clientele here, was always, I guess, what you'd call the creme de la creme. You know, the finest Creoles of color, the this, the that, the other. So they were the ones who were going to go into integrated spaces. They were the ones who were going to be able to go and try out the hotels and that kind of thing. So they said, well, I think y'all should move, because we had the project across the street, you know, and I think you should move. And I couldn't understand that. I couldn't figure that one out. You can't run away from yourself. You are who you are. And I could go from here to Timbuktu and change me. So, and I said, no, we're going to stay right on this corner, and you make it work. And that's what we did, stay right on this corner. And we had across the street were public housing. Uh-huh. Some of the people were great people. They had older people that had been there since 1941. But then you had some drug addicts, you had all kinds of people over there. But you know what? They were always good to me. They were always good. They were like my policemen. You know, they knew, we even when we had nothing but the bar, my father-in-law was a stickler of how people dressed to come out. You know, he wouldn't let you in if you didn't look right or if you talked too loud and all that kind of stuff. So they knew that. They wouldn't come in here to get a sandwich to go if they didn't have a shirt on and some shoes on. They would never come. So if they would see somebody coming, they'd say, "Miss Dickie, somebody going in your dining room. Do you know they're going in your dining room? They have shorts on." So they were like my bodyguards. I miss them very much.
I understand that during the whole segregation and integration movement, that this was one of the centers in New Orleans.
Yes.
Tell me about that period.
Well, we had, you know, we were like everybody else in the black community, working with the NAACP, trying to get things to change with Thurgood Marshall and A.P. Turo, Dutch Morial, all those people were big NAACP people. And we were trying to, you know, be accepted without hurting anybody. Mm. And in the 60s, here come these young people, bam, they're just going to go in there and break down. They're going to take chances, go to jail if they have to. We couldn't understand that. But it worked. You know, it was, some mistakes were made, a lot of mistakes were made. But sometimes that's what it takes to change a system.
And they did a lot of that here.
They did the planning here, you see, over a bowl of gumbo, some fried chicken. Then they would go out, go to jail, maybe some of them, and do whatever to make a difference in what you ought to do.
I understand that your dish, that you mentioned the gumbo, mm-hmm. nourishing the integration movement with your gumbo, but mm-hmm. that dish is evidently pretty famous.
Yes, it is.
Tell me what that's about.
Well, that's typical Creoles of color. They do nothing. They don't have any festive dinner unless you start with gumbo. You must start that dinner with gumbo. I don't care what else you have after. If it's Christmas, if it's Thanksgiving, you may get to the table with your family at 12 noon. And you know what you have at 12 noon? You have this big bowl of gumbo. Maybe you'll have two bowls of gumbo. Always with some wine. Never have gumbo without wine. Then you'd move away from the table, and you'd have drinks, and you'd talk. Then you'd go back to the table at about 2 in the afternoon and have the rest of your dinner, which could be ever and anything. You know, at different seasons you'd have in everything. And then there you'd stay until you got tired.
You've been cooking all of your life, and you're still cooking now.
Mm-hmm.
But you've done so much else. I mean, you're famous for your involvement in the arts. You're famous for your involvement in the community. What's really important to you now? Is there one thing you could pick out? What's important to you?
Living. I love living. Now, you can live or you can exist. I hate when people just exist. You know, they get up in the morning, they brush their teeth, they wash their face, they eat a breakfast, and they go on, and they come back home, and the next day, same thing. I call that existing. To live now is something else. You have to be around people. You have to do for other people every day. Do something every day, anyway, for somebody else. That's what I call living. And I love living. And that's what keeps me going. I love people. I love living. And I like what I do because everybody has to eat. And you can get to anybody's heart over a bowl of gumbo, over some good food. You can do that.
Well, thanks for having us at the restaurant.
Thank you so much.
I went to Duke and Chase to get something to eat. The waitress looked at me and said, "Ray, you sure look beat now. It's early in the morning."
Early in the morning.
I told him it was early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, early in the morning. I ain't got nothing but the blues.
Leah Chase and her husband Dookie have the Dookie Chase Restaurant in New Orleans. Now, find one of her gumbo recipes on the website, splendidtable.org.